This is the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
Saturday night, I will have the honor of emceeing the Mental Illness of DuPage County event, NAMI DuPage, the National Alliance of Mental Illness of DuPage County specifically, a great organization. And they will in part be honoring, an old friend, Angela Adkins, who sadly died last year of cancer. And I think she did 10 years with the organization. If you listen to this show with any regularity, you know how I feel about this. Until we treat mental health and depression and mental illness with the same interest and research dollars and passion and commitment that we do heart disease and cancer and lung disease and every other disease that's worthy of that consideration, we're going to be less of a place, less good, less the best that we can be. And that's why the NAMI work is so important, and NAMI DuPage specifically. Jerry Kerger joins me now. Pardon the stumbling intro, Jerry, but you know where I'm. You know where I'm going with this.
I do. And your words were really right on point. That's exactly what NAMI is all about, is making parity between mental and physical health, advocating for the rights of people living with mental illness and their families. And that's exactly what NAMI does. And it's a shame that we're so far behind the curve compared to other types of physical illnesses.
I don't want to overly generalize here, but do we need more youth influence in politics to get why this is such a big deal?
No, I can't really say that, because I think a lot of times it's the parents that bring up the problems that they have seen or experienced with living with a child that has just gotten a mental illness diagnosis. So I'm not sure that that would necessarily, it probably doesn't hurt, but I'm not sure how much impact that will have. We need to have young people speak out, that's for sure. And a lot of our programs, that's exactly what we do. We have a program called Ending the Silence that was started. It was actually created here at NAMI DuPage, and it's now used in NAMIs throughout the country. And what that program does is it's used primarily in the schools, and it has an adult presenter and a young adult who is has a mental health condition. And they present a program that helps people identify steps to take if you or a loved one are showing symptoms of mental illness. And what this does is changes the knowledge and attitudes and reduces the stigma. That's our goal, is to eliminate stigma surrounding mental illness.
And my friend Rebecca Cutler, who took her own life after being ravaged by bipolar disorder forever, and Rebecca's Dream, the organization started on her behalf, very similar idea is we got to drop the labels, and we got to drop this notion that you can snap out of it.
Exactly.
It doesn't work that way.
No, it doesn't. These are chronic conditions for most people. So what it means is that we call our individuals that that come to NAMI, we say that they're in recovery. This is a lifelong process for most people. So and depression, people just think, oh, it's a situation, you'll snap out of it, and that's not the case. And we don't provide psychiatrists here or clinicians, but when you think about any kind of chronic health condition that you have, you need a big safety net. You need to have your doctor, but you need a lot more support services if you're diagnosed with, diabetes or some other kind of life-altering illness. But we don't really think about that with mental health, and that's what NAMI does, is NAMI provides those other kinds of services. We have support groups for family members. We have support groups for individuals. We have, anything practically you can think of, veterans, spouses, all kinds of different kinds of support groups. And we have education programs. We have resource groups that talk about where do you find the resources, which is a really big thing. And that's what you started out by saying, is that there's not parity between physical and mental health. So those are some of the ways that we try to work so that people can manage, and their families, to help them manage these after being diagnosed with a mental illness.
There's a misconception for some reason that that a mental illness should, you know, if addressed, will get solved and then you move on from there. Like if you have juvenile diabetes, you have it for your whole life. So I think it just in setting up community and helping people think of it more as this is just how I am and that's okay and this is going to be part of my life, as opposed to thinking we're going to solve it, because that's what we're... You can't. It is a condition that is with you forever.
Doesn't work that way.
No.
Right, and that's exactly what society's really good at, short-term situations, but we as a society are not very good for chronic lifelong conditions and being able to deal with that on both a insurance level or on a personal level.
We, you know, because you hear of people having cancer and it being a remission and then it coming back, and we're like, oh, and that just seems more normal. But when you know someone that struggles with depression and maybe they have a few better years and then they start struggling again, and you're like, well, what didn't you do right? You know, like you put it on
exactly.
yourself.
That's the stigma.
NamiDuPage.org is the website. You can also call 630-752-0066. The Shine a Light Gala is this Saturday at the Marriott Naperville, 1801 Napier Boulevard. I will be there, valet parking, and then I'll come inside and MC.
And we have the best MC, so you should make sure to highlight. We're very excited to have you there this year.
Well, I'm happy to be back. And just before we go, since Angela Adkins will be honored, anything you'd like to say about her and what she meant to the organization?
Well, I think Angela had a lot of vision for what could what the world could be and what needs to be done. And one of her programs that was started a couple of years ago is a supported employment program. And so we have on-site print shop, and we have a cafe on-site that does catering, and our print shop takes in orders from businesses on print jobs. And in the last 2 years, we placed 57 people into jobs, which is tremendous, people with mental illness into jobs. So we would just ask the community to end the stigma, hire people with mental illness. They have wonderful gifts and talents, and this is a way to reduce that, reduce the stigma. And, you know, if you have printing needs, come to our print shop.
Sure, and nothing could be a better legacy for Angela and her husband Tony and their kids Lucy, Andrew, and Anne-Marie than to show up, sell this thing out Saturday night, and continue to support, learn, educate yourself, and spread the word. So how do we get tickets?
You can go to our website at www.namidupage.org, or you can call me. I'll take your phone call. I'll make sure that you get a great table and everything goes well. And I'm at 630-752-0066, extension 201.
Well, look at you. You're not messing around.
I have my note card right here.
NamiDuPage.org, NamiDuPage, NamiDuPage.org, or 630-752-0066, extension 201. I'll see you Saturday.
Thank you so much, and thanks for this great service of educating the public.
Doing what
Thank
we you. Can. Jerry Kerger from NamiDuPage. All right.